The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
What day is it, Nicola?
It's Thursday. Hooray!
Yes, do you quite like a Thursday?
As much as I like a Saturday. Yeah, I do.
Is there someone
when you like your work, really, it's not work, is it?
Is there someone at the door?
That is, but luckily I don't have to go and answer it.
Do you get the butler to do that?
The butler's gone, yes.
Good.
Now that the dog has alerted us, we're all right, yes.
Yes. Do you keep the butler pretty busy in your place? Like, I imagine you do, do you? He's got a lot to do, is he?
This is the worst butler I've ever had.
Is he? Oh, I feel sorry.
So lazy, terrible. He's lucky he's at any employment at all.
Oh, there we are. Well, do you know what? I find it's a very unsatisfying job being a butler, I imagine. But there we are. he won't be a butler for long.
I'm horrible to work for, probably. Yeah. I'm sure that's what he'll tell you.
Yeah, I've heard some of your castigations. in the background. I would like to be on the end of that. Okay, let's look at the charts. I've got to say, ongoing BT saga's down today, but yesterday, double the amount of the daily volume. On a big company like that's a lot. More than double. Had 32 million shares traded. Normally 14 million is the average. So that's more than double. And it rallied, and I think we're seeing it bumping along the bottom here. So, opportunity ahead, everyone, if you've done your own research, of course.
Okay. 235!
It's not going to 235. It's not going there. It's not going there. I guarantee you any money in the world.
The news isn't quite out yet, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's been sneaked out. Right. Okay. First and foremost, today, Macango Resources up strongly. There's been an investor there. Ooh, let me just work this out. They've invested. Now, Macango in Malawi, I think, and they've invested an agreement with Telaxis. I thought it was taxis there, sorry. Telaxis. And they've invested $12 million in the project for the BFS in three tranches. Now, that would say $12 million at the time, the company is about $3 million. That's for 50% of the project. So if you do the maths on that, then they reckon that's worth... Oh, hang on, it's a lot of upside, really, isn't it? So if their market cap, if their market cap was $3 million at the time, so say $4 million. If their market was $4 million and they've invested $12 million and did 50%, they reckon that's worth, what, $24 million, don't they? Isn't that what I'm saying? But yet, so that's six times that. I'm saying it because, that could be a multi-bagger there. Well, it almost is today. But what do you reckon? MKA, Macango, it's gone crazy today. No Kango like among Kangos.
I know, Macango has gone crazy today, and it's at first Fibonacci resistance, which is between 7.3 and 7.5. Then I think that we continue higher, and if we can close above 7.52, we go to 8.71, and then I think more likely, though, 10.3 is my next. 10.16, 10.3 is my next target on Macango. It does have more room to the upside, yes.
I mean, it's not as simple as saying that, of course. It's not as simple as saying... If they invest I don't mean on the charts. I mean on the fundamentals. What I'm saying, when they're investing $12 million and the market cap for 50% of the project at $4 million market cap, it doesn't mean that there's $24 million because there's developmental sort of stages they have to go through to de-risk the project. So the project will become worth more anyway as time goes on, as a de-risk. So it's not as simple as that. But obviously a bit of upside there anyway. But there we go. What I'm saying. Anyway.
In technical terms, as long as this holds above 5.5, I think that we've got really good room to go higher. If we go below 5.5, we're probably going to drop back and fill the gap. So 5.5 is a good level on a pullback to buy against.
Yeah. Okay. Nick, someone said yesterday, I can't think what it was. I can't see. Someone asked about Fibonacci and something else. I can't think of what it was. Anyway, I'll look it up. While you look at the next chart, it's Serica Energy, SQZ. Go on.
Serica Energy. I'm going to go to a weekly on Serica Energy to start.
Serica. I say Serica. You say Serica. Let's call the whole thing off. Go on then.
So in the rally from the start of 2015, we've had really nice five waves up. I'm looking for a T-wave correction in Serica, which means that we could see another leg lower, and this weekly reversal could be the first signs of it. If we do see another leg lower, I think that we could potentially drop to 23.5 from here, and maybe a little bit lower than that, back to sort of 18-19 support level. So it's on the back foot a bit here, and I think that we're at risk of it. So what would make me wrong is if we hold on to the daily 200 moving average, and that's at 26.9. So as long as we hold above sort of 26.9 and that 200 day, then I'm wrong and the uptrend will continue. But I think if we lose the 200 day on this pullback, that's where we're going to go, 23.50 and potentially 18.25. Long term, weekly, this stock looks really good, and it's a screaming buy on this pullback. But it's just consolidation, really. And then I think that we continue to 47.
Okay.
Which is the target.
Marvellous. The question was, I don't know if you can convey this in a short answer, but can you explain what an ABC correction is?
Okay, this is exactly what we were just looking at here. Markets tend to make equal measured moves. So let's go down to daily here on Serica and see if we made one here. So this first leg of correction, this first leg of, I'm going to measure, and it's not quite, let's find a better one. You can draw them very easily sometimes with trend lines like this. So from this low to this high was X distance. And if you project it from the low, and you can see that the next swing higher in Serica was equal to this first swing. What I'm saying is when markets are in corrections, they tend to make equal measured moves. So this rally that we've had from this low to this high in Serica, that wasn't one. But sometimes if you see an equal measured move like that, it's called an ABC correction, and that's exactly where it turns. It's usually means that those two waves were a correction, and we're going to see a bigger move the opposite direction.
Okay, so you can usually measure that if it's conforming. You can measure that and say it'll pretty much, if it's been doing that previously, it'll pretty much make that move again to the upside or downside. So just measure that one and expect to go down to that level again, or that up to that level again.
I'm just trying to find some examples of an ABC correction.
Some
look better than others. So let's do it here. You don't need to, like, I've got a measuring tool that does it, but you don't need that. You could just measure it roughly with a trend line. So this was one swing lower of correction, and here you can see that this was another equal swing. So this, in this rally in Serica, so from last year, 2016, the August correction that finished in November was an ABC correction, because it was two equal swings, two equal measured moves, and then we saw a bigger move in the opposite direction, the trend continued. So that's what an ABC correction is. It's two equal measured moves of correction. So, because it's very often, because they buy the first one, they buy the pullback, and they go, oh, this is it, now the trend's going to continue, and if it fails, you don't make a new high. That's very often what you're looking for if it's a correction, another equal swing lower to the first one, and then you should see the uptrend continue.
Let me just say something. Do you think there's confirmation bias I agree with a lot of technical analysis, like support and resistance and all that stuff, but there's so many metrics, so many oscillators, so many bits and pieces you can use, that sooner or later you can find something to fit the theory. You know, it's a confirmation bias.
In AIM stocks where there is very little computer trading, I would agree with you. But in bigger cap stocks, there are so many funds now trade based on algorithms or computers that are programmed to say that if it does this, do this, and if it doesn't and that doesn't work, do this. And those computer programs are not random, they're all based on mathematics. So that's why these technical indicators work. But in AIM stocks, there's much less computer trading, so I would say that probably if there was one market where that didn't always work, then AIM is probably it, and you've got to have your wits about you.
And the answer to that was yes, yeah? OK, that's right, let's move on then. Prospect Oil and Gas, I've got not much time. PXOG, what do you reckon, Nick?
As you know, I love PXOG. I love PXOG.
Next one. Vast Resources.
It's an inverted Head and Shoulders, which broke in September. We had a pullback, but you know that pullback really held our support level at 44. And so I'm looking for this to continue higher. And now I think that our support is around here, around between 5 and 0.55. And so I'm looking for PXOG to hold on around 0.55 and continue higher. Looks great. And my target is still the big round number one, which is the first Fibonacci target, and then 1.44.
Okay. Next one is Vast Resources, VAST. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Yay. I'm going to look at a weekly one because...
You go for it, girl.
Just because, so we can keep perspective, because, you know, when markets have pullbacks, it's easy to go, oh my God, the party's over. So if we look back in Vast, the lows of January 2015 are the resistance. We rallied to them, into them in March. We had 5 weeks sideways, couldn't get above them. And then we had a pullback and a higher low, and now here we are trading sideways again at this 0.6, 0.62 level. I think that we're set to get above it. And the first weekly close above 0.62 will be a huge bullish trigger. We should then continue to 0.94 and then 1.2 in Vast Resources. This is all we're waiting for. We're going sideways at this level, and I think that if I look at it now on a daily, I see this as a bullish pennant above the weekly to above the daily 200 moving average, and I'm waiting for the break higher.
Okay, we've got one live request coming in, Nick. On Facebook, it's Facebook Live. It's, okay. Can you look at the PDZ is a Prairie Mining, a massive resources company, got their coking coal. But what do you reckon on the chart there? PDZ, I can't say it, PDZ. PDZ. How do we say it? Americans say Z, don't they? We say Z. PDZ.
Say Z. Yeah, Canadians PDZ. Say Z as well. So
I don't care about the Canadians.
If this is a real prairie, then I think it's good. Okay, so if I'm looking at a weekly chart of this stock, and if I put my fibs on from the highs to the lows, we've had really decent pullbacks, and I think that we should continue higher. And this 30.72 on the weekly was a really good leg to rally from. Now, even if we're in a correction, so I'm going to go now to a daily chart of PDZ. So if the decline from March of this year was a correction, and we've had an ABC equal measured move higher, and then we're just going to see the same lower, then this swing, if we measure from the August low and project from the low that we made last week, our upside targets, our equal measured move target is back to 43.50, but we might stall at 38. So at 33 now, I think that we continue from here to 38.15 and most likely 43.50.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Nicola. I've got to go. And by the way, if you're listening to the podcast, you can see this video where Nicola explains in a muddled way ABC correction on a chart that doesn't really fit ABC correction.
Yes, it did.
It didn't conform to it. But there we are. And you can see that at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Oh, I love the way you say that.
Bye, Facebook. Thanks for listening.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.